Opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow's up 136 points right now. I'm Bob Clark, and with us on the program this morning from Cetera Advisor Networks, our stock update with Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, I know for the first time in 4 weeks, the markets were up. Last week, yesterday, the markets were down a little bit. Dow was down about 30 points. Well, President Trump cement this phase one agreement with the trade deal with the Chinese, and will it be the art of the deal?
What do you think, Bob?
Yeah.
Have you read that book, The Art of the Deal?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay, good. So for those supporters out there and critics, I definitely go out and pick up that book and read it, and you'll find out what's going to happen next.
And what will happen next?
Well, Bob, you read the book, so I don't tell you, but I'll tell our listeners,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
President Trump is our chief negotiator, and his chief negotiator is University of California professor Peter Navarro. His book was The China, The Crouching Tiger. It talks about how China is going to try to dominate the world economy, and this trade war just put a monkey wrench in their plans.
So when did China buckle under, and so why did China buckle under and not just wait out the election where they might have a more accommodating administration in the White House if Trump doesn't win re-election?
Maybe even impeachment, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they're waiting it out? Let's go back to Art of the Deal. President Trump knows how to negotiate from a position of strength. Unlike past administrations, he's exploited two of China's Achilles heels. You know, that's from the Greek mythology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, first weakness is that China's government is communist and totalitarian. Their people are not. Again, President Xi, the world, according to President Xi, he doesn't believe in democracy, and he wants to dominate the world, especially Asia. Again, he has two little problems to take care of, a breakaway province they call Taiwan, and, of course, the Seventh Fleet will make sure that doesn't happen. And second weakness is Hong Kong, 7 million democratic-minded individuals. If anybody saw 60 Minutes, finally 60 Minutes is being fair and balanced. Again, the protesters are right out there supporting American values. And, again, Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey had to recant his tweet about the NBA. And, of course, hopefully China and the NBA are shaking in their Nike high tops.
Well, how has the president exploited those Achilles heels?
Well, time is running out for the Chinese. Speaker Pelosi may have not the nerve to pull the impeachment trigger. We'll see. She's darned if she does, and she's darned if she doesn't. China loses out right now. Their supply chain is being interrupted by countries like Vietnam and Malaysia. So, Bob, you know what? The customer's always right. The supply chain has been disrupted, and their plans for world economic domination is going down the drain. They're getting beat in their own backyard. President Trump and Peter Navarro know that, and once again, they negotiate from power of strength and not weakness.
All right, well, so how can you be so sure that the a market rally is in store? I mean, this market has really gone nowhere over the last year. Sure, we're up 2%, but what happens if we have another mini bear market this Christmas? Investors remember what happened last year.
Well, that's why we have a little bit of gold in our portfolio. That's up about 27% this year. So that helps us out a little bit, Bob. But you're right, this market's been volatile, and under all those black clouds that the media is focused on, let me give you four silver linings that all of our listeners need to think about. Number one, unemployment is at 3.5%, Bob. That's lower than it's been in our lifetime. And, of course, you know, you and I have been around a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the Fed's accommodating this rate cut. Again, $60 billion of quantitative easing. Again, we'll call this the non-quantitative four. They're going to print a lot of paper out there. Number three, 69 million Americans got a pay raise this week in the form of 1.6% increase in Social Security. And for those who are looking for a job, if you want to be a trucker, they've increased their income by 6%. So people are getting pay raises all the time. Of course, Bob, you got to want to have a job before you get a pay raise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And number four, last but not least, the crouching tiger, China, has been tamed by Donald Trump. We'll see what happens. So watch out. We may see a Santa Claus rally this Christmas Eve.
All right. So what's your strategy going forward here this last quarter?
Well, we don't got a lot of time, Bob. We're almost out of time. So I'll just send our listeners to our website, myfinancialsense.com. We did our annual client meeting, and we had our speaker was Goldman, and he talked about three reasons why the market will continue to go higher, and we'll still have a bull market. So you might want to check that out. Just go to our tab, and you'll see that video on YouTube. Again, I want to mention that if you'd like any questions, any of our listeners want to call us, 828-4068, or go to our website, again, myfinancialsense.com. And lastly, I mentioned Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Go United. We've got a couple more games, Bob. We're right at the edge of making the playoffs, so let's just hope they win the last two games.
Very good, Bob. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.